We were fully 4 days in the firing line, assaulting the Turks' lines and repelling counterattacks. And I can tell you it was a wearied out crowd who returned to the rear lines to rest after being at it day and night. For me, the return journey was a sad one. I passed the graves of poor Dykes, Welsh and Carlisle and went out of my way to visit them and see that they were properly cared for and marked. We had gone over the same road on the evening of the 11th to our positions in the attack, and the review of numbers returning was not a very cheering reflection. Notwithstanding our losses, everybody was wonderfully cheerful. At the moment, we are back in what is termed a rest camp, where, however, we get shelled fairly often, though we get a bath every day. The action on the 12th consisted of an advance on the enemy's trenches by the 4th and 5th King's Own Scottish Borderers, the 4th Royal Scots Fusiliers, the 3rd being in reserve. Our men advanced over about half a mile under a storm of shot and shell, and they moved at an ordinary walk with bayonets fixed and sloped arms, as steadily as if on parade. Many fell on the way, but we pressed steadily on. I jumped over one line of trenches with the line I accompanied, and pressed on to the next, and we took possession of it and at once started to fortify to suit our new front, the Turks firing at us all the while. I had to send back for reinforcements, and finally I had to go myself for these and for bombs. After getting these forward, the situation was much more secure, and I went back to the rear line to get it put in order also. We gained about half a mile of trenches and advanced our lines 500 yards or so. The HLI on our left also made some ground. The 4th King's Own Scottish Borderers were to take the line of trenches in front of us, but they could not find them, and in retiring lost quite a number of officers and men. Our battalion is very weak, nearly 500, and we have only Glover and Clark Kennedy left as captains. Captain Crombie was buried by a shell and had to be dug out. He is bruised and off to hospital. Tell the relatives of the men that all their lads did their duty bravely and well. They are buried on the battlefield, and small wooden crosses with their name printed on mark the graves. Every care is taken of the wounded once the fight is over, but until then they get but little attention. I came safely through, thank God, with only a few wounds from shell splinters. I was hit 3 times by these, but they are only trifles.